bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
The text for our devotion is found in the third chapter of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. It's pretty difficult to find someone you can trust. Some years ago, a druggist in the eastern part of our country advertised, "We are the drugstore you can patronize with confidence. Accuracy and experience our motto." After many years of making up prescriptions for the neighborhood, it was discovered that the druggist had been doing so without a license. Not only was he not an expert pharmacist, he had never even studied pharmacy. It is impossible to guess how many people suffered in health from his inexpert filling of prescriptions. The trust people had given him had been misplaced. We're almost used to that kind of thing, aren't we? How often haven't we seen somebody lie to make a sale, or lie to get elected, or lie when they speak of love, or lie to get their way? For many, lying is far, far easier than telling the truth. Only later do we find out how wrong we were. Today I wonder, do you have someone you can trust? Do you have somebody you would trust absolutely, completely, totally? If so, you are a very blessed individual. If you don't have such a confidant, you, I'm afraid, are one among many. Which is why, if you were looking around for someone you can trust, I would like to place before you Jesus of Nazareth, God's Son, our Savior. Jesus has never broken a promise. He has never gone back on His word. When He says He wants to save us, He means it. When He says all who believe on Him as a redeeming Savior will be given a permanent place in paradise, you can take it to the bank. Jesus, lest you don't know, is a refreshing breath of fresh air in a world which remains polluted by people who abuse our trust. We pray. Dear Lord, You are the rock, the foundation upon which I stand. I praise You for Your faithfulness and the fact You never, ever abandon Your people. For that, I thank You. Amen.